Welcome to White Horse in the Know, where we talk about everything White Horse and then some. Sponsored by MSCR, I'm your host, Luella, and today we will be talking with
Stella
about their part in the Moana performance being put on here at White Horse. Let's get started. Yeah. What is your part in the performance? What role do you play? What do you do to help the performance move along?
Yeah, so I'm Tamatoa. That's my main role. I play a lot of the ensemble, and because I have a lot of experience, I am kind of strategically placed within the ensemble to support the newer people. And really, I do my best to help out with as much as I can, because I know how difficult it is to do a show. And we're kind of on a time crunch as of right now.
What makes you think, like, we're just middle schoolers, like, just doing our best? We shouldn't be in a time crunch, right?
So, I mean, I think that logic could be used for any show. And the logic is not wrong. I completely understand where you're coming from. But, coming from experience, when you have a show that didn't go as planned, or there was a lot of mistakes, it can be really disappointing. So it's always you want to save as much time as possible when you're doing a show, because as much time as you're working, that's getting it like drilled into your brain, and so it's almost just like muscle memory when you're on stage. And a lot of the time that can lead to over practicing, which is a thing, which it's really difficult for me personally to get to that kind of sweet spot of memorization and not over practicing, because that's something I struggle with. So that's definitely difficult, but as of right now, I think we're good. I think we can do it, but we need to be saving more time than we are.
Okay. Tell us more about your Tamatoa character.
Yay. Oh, my God. So, Tamatoa in the movie, which you're probably more familiar with than the junior musical, as that's most of the time how that works. And we can go into a little bit later what the difference between, like, a Broadway version versus junior. We can get into what junior means and stuff like that later, but if you're familiar with the movie version of Moana.
I am very familiar. I watched it 7 times in, like, one day. I got a little... the first time I watched it was in the theaters, and I was, like, in kindergarten, so there was a part in it, the part where, like, Tafiti, where the scary guy, the lava guy, I forgot his name.
Taka
is revealed to actually be Tafiti.
Oh my God, I love that part.
I closed my eyes during that part where they figured it out, and so I went out of the movie just missing the entire plot and trying to gaslight my friends into thinking something else happened.
Anyways, so if you're familiar with the movie, which Lula is, we've just figured that out, you will probably recognize Shiny. Which is sort of when Moana and Maui are going into the underworld to find Maui's hook, which was stolen by a narcissistic, egotistical,
I mean, was it
shiny
really
crab.
Stolen, or was Maui just, like, messing with this crab? I think Maui needs to mind his own business sometimes.
I'm not gonna lie, I think that's true. I think they probably got into it. Wasn't it's not really like
I don't think Tamatoa is in the wrong here. Like, his leg was taken by this random guy who just decided to show up.
I think if you're gonna go into what you know is a big shiny crab's lair that likes to take shiny things, and you go in with your precious hook and you fight that crab, then you're going to get your hook stolen. And I think he should have thought about that before going and fighting the crab.
Yeah, I don't know if Maui has many brains.
I think he's all brawn and no brains.
His brain is filled with sawdust.
His brain is just a muscle. Nothing else.
Well, yeah. Okay, sorry. We keep getting off track.
Okay. I think this is good, though. I think this is good. But yeah, that's kind of Tamatoa, what he is in the movie, he's a he. He's a boy, I think, is what is canonical. And then in the junior version, she's a girl, which I think is a better choice, personally. I think it's a better choice to make Tamatoa a girl because of the energy is so... It's just girl. You know? It's just feminine. Just feminine.
The giant shiny crab.
Not the stealing things part, but the...
No, it's totally feminine. Don't even, like, don't even try to argue with me. Like, I steal things.
Okay, well, I don't want to sound sexist is what I'm saying. I think the girl boss vibes are there. I think the girl boss vibes are
there. I love the girl boss vibes. Girl boss is my favorite vibes.
That sounded so millennial. I'm not even gonna...
Girl boss is my favorite vibes.
Okay, moved on to the next question. Next question, please.
Okay. Tell us more about the actual, like, performance as a whole, like, the story behind it and how it's different from the movie.
Yeah, so we can talk about, like, the story of just the whole thing in general. The difference between the play and the movie, most of the differences are within characters. So we see that with Pua and Heihei that are usually Moana's two animal sidekicks. They're changed to humans in the play, which was nice, but I think we could have done animals too. I've done shows where there have been animal sidekicks, and that went great. But yeah, I like the decision of changing them to humans. And a lot of the differences we see in plays versus movies versus junior versions is we see the music change. So whether that's a couple lines of text that aren't, or a couple, like, lines that you're singing, or lines of text that are changed because they aren't relevant anymore. Like, for example, I did a show one time where they were talking about iPods, which is an older, like, not iPhone. It's like an MP3 player, kind of. Yeah, so we changed it to, I think we either changed it to iPad or iPhone. I can't remember, which is, I didn't agree to that decision, guys. But we changed it to just, like, make it more relevant, especially because the show was geared towards younger kids who didn't necessarily grow up with that technology, which is kind of crazy to me. How did you not grow up with an MP3 player or an iPod? So a lot of the things we see are, like, text changing that isn't relevant anymore or that isn't seen as, like, acceptable to say anymore necessarily.
Yes.
And then we have changes in the music, which a lot of the times if you don't have a full orchestra available for your show, it's called an orchestra reduction, where you reduce the entire orchestra to just a piano, so that a piano can play so that you can have a live music playing for you, which is a lot more convenient than having just tracks. So when you change it to, like, a junior version, so junior is for younger kids, younger kids as in kids in general, whereas, so the Broadway versions are usually tailored towards a full adult cast, or sometimes a mostly adult cast, and then a few kids in there. Whereas junior versions are tailored to a full cast of kids. So there's a lot of, you can either have, like, a junior version, or you can have the name of the musical and then kids. So let's say we're doing Frozen. You can have, there's two different types, and sometimes they would, like, change a couple lines. I don't really know what the difference is, but there's Frozen Junior or there's Frozen Kids. That's just a little weird thing. But that doesn't really, I don't know how much of this we're going to use, because this doesn't exactly tailor to Moana. So, a lot of rehearsals. Rehearsals, right now, we're working on some choreography. So that's dancing. And we've kind of just started with that too. So we're working on dancing. We're going to start blocking soon, which is the kind of, like, choreography, but within a speaking scene rather than a song. So let's say we're choreographing your welcome versus blocking a scene, right? That's kind of the difference. And then we're working on singing too, so we're learning songs, which is actually kind of difficult because some of the songs in Moana, a lot of the background vocals or just the vocals in general are in a different language. It's difficult to learn a new language. Yeah, and especially when we have languages that are like native to certain areas, it's the whole of Moana the musical is very cultural, so while everyone isn't of that ethnicity or are natively from that area, we try our best to appreciate and represent the culture as well as we can without appropriating. We're working on like costumes and like set pieces, and the language we use, we're trying to be as accurate as possible without appropriating. And that's kind of a fine line that we have to balance with a show like this, but I think we're gonna do it. Yeah, we can do it. Yeah, so that's my answer to that question.
What do you guys actually do during rehearsal? Because I see you guys, like, scurrying over there on all fours, being so giddy, like little schoolgirls, like, I'm so excited for rehearsal. And I don't know what goes down, because I don't know if, like, my friend Abby is like, oh, yeah, during rehearsal, I was rolling around on the floor, and Mr. Mello didn't like that. But, like,
That actually did happen. Okay, so what goes on in rehearsal? As I said before, we're doing a lot of dancing. We're working on vocals. We're going to start blocking soon. So usually our schedule for rehearsal is we do some sort of warm-up, whether that is vocally, if we're going to be working on vocals that day, or physically. And then sometimes we'll play a little game. Rehearsal, we have, on Mondays, we have about a two-hour rehearsal, and other days it's about 50 minutes ish. I don't know.
Lastly, what has your experience been like for any of all of this? Like, is there anything different that you haven't seen in other performances that you have done?
I personally, and I know this is not with everyone in the cast, I know some people are more like dancers, some people are more like actors, some people are more like singers. I have a ton of experience in acting and singing and not a lot in dancing. So I have been singing and acting since I was around 4 years old. I took my first theater class when I was 4 years old. Children's Theater of Madison. Hashtag we love CTM. Hashtag we love the Overture Center. We're gonna cut that out. So that's kind of when I did my first class, pre-K, kind of crazy to me. And then I have taken a ton of classes through Children's Theater of Madison, and the Overture Center since then. I have been professionally vocally trained for a year now. And I've done a couple recitals. I've done solo and ensemble. I am definitely prioritizing vocals as of right now over acting. I'm also taking an acting class, but right now I'm really working on the vocal side of things, because I am more advanced in acting than vocals right now, which, okay, I think I'm pretty great in both of them. I've been told that I'm good in both of them. I'm not saying...
Personally, I think I'm pretty great in both of them. Sorry.
I'm not saying that, like, I don't want to seem like I'm taking any, like, talents for granted. That's not what I'm trying to say. But, I'm working on kind of being more professional in a theater setting. My experience, I just kind of talked about everything that I've experienced in theater. I haven't actually done a school show until this year, which, is really fun for me to take, like, an outside hobby that I have into I mean, not even a hobby. It's been a huge part of my life since I was really little. Actually, you know who I'm going to shout out? I'm going to shout out my grandma for taking me to a ton of shows when I was really little at the Overture Center and getting me into theater. Shout out, Grandma. We love you. But yeah, so that was my little shout out. So it's been a huge part of my life. And then, so doing a school show has been different just because it is in a different setting, and with people that don't necessarily do it outside of school. And I know that there is people that do it outside of school, but there's some people who don't have as much experience or just it's kind of new to them, which I think is really cool that we're getting a lot of new people. And I honestly, I think it's better than I expected. I think people are putting more effort in than I expected, and I'm really happy with how we're doing. I think it's going to be really fun, and I'm excited. Yeah, okay. It has been fun.
Well, this has been very exciting. Thank you to Stella for speaking with me today. This has been White Horse in the Know. I was your host, Luella, and I will catch you later.